Now time for a locker room chat. I'm joined by Axel Voigt head basketball coach Jason Tynan after their victory against Wetmore on Tuesday. Coach, a pretty great shooting performance from Eli Brockstrom, among other guys. I mean, tell us what you thought about his game.
Eli's put in a lot of work in the summertime to, kind of improve his shot, and, it kind of showed there Tuesday night. He shot rhythm, and, Barry got hot early. I think that's the big thing, and that's what we kind of need is that confidence in him. And even Isaac shot the ball pretty well, and some of our younger guys coming off, and that's kind of been a focus of us, of our team this summer and offseason. That's what we need. We have the inside play. We can kind of get it up and down the court. Now it's just come down to hitting shots in the half court, and it was great to see that, and hopefully that confidence just grows and grows and grows as the season goes on.
Absolutely. Talking about Isaac, I mean, he had 17 points. Like you said, he shot the ball well. However, he did seem frustrated from time to time. Just tell us about the expectations he set for himself.
We have high expectations of our team, and Isaac's a great leader in that. Is that he wants to see us excel, and each night we go out, we put some goals up, and we want to hit some goals there. So it just he sometimes gets a little worked up over that, but I think it's a good thing to have him. Good thing to have those high expectations, and he does a really good job of holding others accountable and himself accountable to those standards. And I think that leadership will help us continue to grow, and the other guys look at him and respect him. And so I look forward to seeing us come together even be more cohesive as the season goes on and we start learning each other's nuances and develop that chemistry that we need to be successful.
And sophomore Brandon Schmelzley didn't have his best night, but he has been playing pretty well this season. What are some things that you've liked about his game as just a second-year player?
Brandon had to, with the injury to Owen Strassman, we've kind of moved Brandon down to the post for us. And, he's getting more comfortable with that, and I expect some, growing pains in that. He's played in the post a little bit when he was younger, but hasn't played in it in junior high. And last year he was more of a guard for us. But, so seeing his scoring numbers might increase as the year goes on, and he gets more comfortable in that position. But the thing that Brandon does is he's extremely athletic. And we told him even after the game the other day, he's got to use that athletic ability to his advantage. There's not going to be many posts that are as quick off the ground as him or as quick to a dribble as him and have the handles that he has. But he's got to be more aggressive for us, and I look forward to seeing him continue to improve in that, because I think he adds a different – him in the post adds a different dynamic to our team.
And, Coach, last question for you. Just quickly talking about that defense, kind of going more into detail. Wetmore, of course, was a little bit shorthanded on Tuesday, but you guys' defense still was able to go out and perform.
Yeah, and that's where we want to be kind of known as. The kids always – we always ask them what four things do we want them to be known for, and they kind of – they always pick them, and one defense is one of the things that they chose this year. And that's kind of our goal. We want to make sure teams don't get anything easy, that we're contested all – every shot. We're not giving any paint touches or straight line drives, and they're working hard to get there. We've only had 7 practices, so we're trying to work through that in games as well. But I like the effort that they're giving, and I like the hustle, and we're going to continue to build on that, and hopefully we become pretty strong in that area.
Absolutely. Coach, thank you so much for your time here today. Best of luck moving forward, and talk to you again after the break.
All right. Thanks, Jared.
That was Axel Voigt's head basketball coach, Jason Tynan, here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings.